Hello, this is Chris, and I'm with Opinion Research, and we're conducting an important public opinion poll about issues facing Ector County. Are you registered to vote in Ector County?
Is this?
Yes, we're from Opinion Research. We're an independent research company.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Are you registered to vote in Ector County?
Sure.
Thank you very much. Generally, do you think that things in Ector County are on the right track, or are things going on the wrong track?
Yes.
Which one?
Uh-huh.
Right track or wrong track?
Oh, yes.
Right track or wrong track?
Oh, yeah, the right one.
The right one. Thank you very much. And what is the most important issue facing Ector County, in your opinion?
I don't know.
Okay, that's fine. How would you rate the economic conditions in Ector County? Would you rate them as excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Good.
Thank you. 5 years from now, do you think that the economy in Ector County will be better off, worse off, or about the same as it is today?
Better.
How concerned are you about the security and future of your own job or the jobs of any close family members in Ector County? Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not concerned at all?
Not concerned.
Not too concerned or not at all?
Not at all.
Okay, thank you. Now, I'm going to read a list of qualities and characteristics that contribute to the quality of life in a community. Please tell me, how would you rate each in Ector County? And the scale that we're going to use is excellent, good, fair, or poor. The first one is effective leadership from elected officials.
I don't know.
Okay, thank you. Availability of affordable housing. How would you rate that?
Not good.
Would that be fair or poor?
Poor.
Thank you. The next one is having a vibrant nightlife with clubs, bars, restaurants, and entertainment.
Poor.
Public safety and low crime.
That's like fair.
Thank you. The availability of outdoor parks, playgrounds, and nature.
Fair.
The availability of cultural opportunities such as theater, museums, and music?
Poor.
Welcoming and inviting to people of diverse backgrounds, ethnicity, and culture?
Good.
Thank you. A shared vision and effective plans for economic development and good growth? Job growth, I'm sorry.
Good.
Thank you. Availability of quality healthcare?
Good.
Natural beauty and physical setting?
Poor.
Public transportation?
Poor.
Being able to get from place to place with little traffic?
Fair.
Quality of the public schools?
Good.
Offering job opportunities in your field?
Good.
Thank you very much. Now please rate Ector County as a place to live for the following types of people. People like you, would you rate that excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Good.
Retirees?
I'd say poor.
Young single people?
Poor.
families with children?
Fair.
Entrepreneurs and people starting new businesses?
Good.
People living below the poverty line?
Poor.
Racial and ethnic minorities?
Good.
Recent college graduates looking to enter the job market?
Fair.
Immigrants from other countries?
Fair.
Thank you very much. Now, how would you rate the overall quality of life in Ector County? Would you rate it as excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Fair.
Thank you. Over the next 5 years, do you think that the quality of life in Ector County will improve, deteriorate, or stay about the same?
Stay the same.
Thank you. Now we're going to talk about economic development. Economic development generates investment, wealth, tax base, and jobs from which many community benefits are created. How familiar are you with vision and plans for economic development in Ector County? Are you very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, or not at all familiar?
Not too familiar.
Thank you. How confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for economic development in Ector County? Are you very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, or not at all confident?
Not too confident.
Now we're going to talk about community development. Community development generates solutions to problems like housing, education, transportation, and neighborhood renewal, making the community a better place to live and work. How familiar are you with the vision and plans for community development in Ector County? Are you very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, or not at all familiar?
Not too familiar.
Thank you. And how confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for community development in Ector County? Are you very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, or not at all confident?
Somewhat confident.
Thank you. How likely are you or an immediate family member to move from Ector County in the next 5 years? Do you find that very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely, or not at all likely?
Somewhat likely.
Thank you very much. And before we continue, I just want to thank you for your patience. We still have a few more questions to go, so please bear with me. Now, in your opinion, what is the primary reason that you or a family member are likely to move from the area? Do you think it will be for poor economic conditions, like lack of jobs, low pay, greater opportunity elsewhere, family reasons or retirement, poor educational opportunities for them or their children, poor leadership, vision, and action from local government in addressing major issues, lack of entertainment and cultural opportunities, poor quality of life, crime, environmental concerns like poor air quality, pollution, unhealthy cost of living, or illegal immigration?
Quality of life.
Quality of life. Thank you. And finally, just a last few questions about you and your household. What is the highest degree of education you have completed?
Bachelor's.
Thank you very much. In terms of your political party identification, do you consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Other.
Thank you. What is your age? Are you between 18 and 34, 35 and 49, 50 and 64, 65 plus?
35.
Thank you. Do you have a school-aged child living in your household?
No.
Which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White or Anglo, Black or African-American?
Black.
Hispanic. Thank you. Is anyone in your household employed in a job that is related to the gas or oil industry?
Yes.
Thank you. And your annual household income, is it less than $25,000 to $39,999, $40,000 to $74,999, or $75,000 plus?
$40,000 to $79,000.
Thank you. Are you currently employed full time, part time, retired, a homemaker, a student, or currently unemployed?
Full time.
Thank you. And in terms of your gender, do you consider yourself a male, female, or something else?
A male.
Thank you. Do you live within the city limits of Odessa?
No.
And yes, with this, we conclude the survey. So we thank you very much for your participation, sir. You've been very kind.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
You too.
Thank you.